on, come on, people, come on, come on, people, come on.
Tell me how can I?
God's people, come on, come on, people, come on, God's people, come on.
Talk to them, Mr. Franklin. Chuck.
Help me breathe.
Listen.
Breathe.
Come on.
If you ever left me,
sing it with us.
If you ever took your love from me, I would never breathe again.
Never.
Don't think I'd ever breathe again.
Of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Amen. So I want to receive grace. See, Romans 5, verse 17 says, they that receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Now, what kind of grace are you talking about there? Abundance of grace. So that means that I can have an overflow of grace working in my life. They that do what? Receive. Everybody say receive.
Receive.
Nudge your neighbor and say, you got to receive it.
Receive it.
Nudge them again. Say, you got to receive this. Say, so you got to receive abundance of grace. And the gift of righteousness shall do what? Shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. So you see what causes you to go over in life, that causes you to be a ruler, a master in life? It is you receiving God's grace and the gift of righteousness that causes you to rise to the top in life. Makes an overcome out of you. Glory to God. I receive. I'm receiving right now. Let's receive right now. Just raise your hand and say, Lord, I receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Now, I humble myself. I'm dependent upon you. I'm looking to you. I trust in you with all my heart. I receive grace. More grace. More grace now. Give me some more, Jesus. I receive it now. Father, I receive it in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Now, how many of y'all got it? How'd you get it? You got it by faith. I got some grace working on me right now. Boy, I got some grace. I'll tell you another example of the grace of God. I can come in and preach for an hour and 15 minutes, nobody leave. Some of y'all might want to. But guess what? I got some grace on me. Everybody can't preach that long. Now, I ain't going to preach that long today. What time is it? Okay, I need to wrap up. Keep my word to you. You say, man, how that pastor can preach like that and them people stay there? Because it's the Spirit of God. Amen. Because God feeds you, because he ministers to you, because he answers life's questions to you through the ministry of the word. Because I pray, God, allow me to speak as the oracles of God. May I minister with the ability, the grace that you give me, that you might be glorified. You got to love the word. What's the name of this church? The Word. Christians. You got to love the word. Because I love the word. I love talking the word. I love speaking. I love living it. I love the word of God. Amen. Now, let's go on. Let's go on. All right. So not only now, I received. How many of y'all received it? How many of y'all still love me? Glory to God. Amen. See, y'all love me because of grace. Hallelujah. Not only do you have to receive it, but the scripture said you got to be established in it. That means you got to get firmly fixed in grace. In other words, you had to learn a new way of living, because we've been taught and trained that if I don't get it done, if I don't do it, it ain't going to get done right. How many of y'all got that philosophy? If you want something done, you got to do it yourself. Don't send a boy to do a man's job. How many of y'all live by that? Don't send a girl to do a woman's job. See, we got some of this ingrained in us that, hey, if I don't get it done, it ain't getting done. Now, there's nothing wrong with having some of that in you. I mean, that tenacity. You need to have that. But it needs to be tempered with humility, and it needs to be tempered with an understanding that if God don't get involved in this thing, it ain't worth me doing. Y'all understand? So I've got to have grace to do what God called me to do. Amen? I can tell when it's time for me to do something else because the grace lift off me. Amen? I could tell when the grace started lifting off me in International Paper the first time I left. I knew it the second time. Well, the grace of God just lifted off of me where I knew it was time for me to do something else. And when I got into another place, guess what? I was running 100 miles an hour. Why? Because I done entered into the grace that God has for me. You had to recognize when that grace is on you for certain things. And that's grace for every area of your life. Come boldly to the throne of what?
Grace.
That you may obtain what? Mercy and find what? Grace to do what? To help in when? The time of need. So you need grace when you're going through difficult times. You just need to go to the throne of grace, get some mercy and some grace. That's the answer to your problem. I just need some more grace and mercy. Because they'll help. See, grace is like a barometer that measures your need. It is like a need barometer. In other words, grace will say, oh, you got this much pressure on you. So I'm going to give you enough grace. God said, I'm going to give you enough grace to overcome and to surpass the pressure that you're under. This amount of pressure right here designed to kill you. You got this much stress in your life. It's designed to kill you. But I'm going to give you some grace. I see how much you need. Can't kill you now. Because you got some strength on the inside. You got a tent pitched over you on the outside. The grace didn't come on you. Now what Satan designed to kill you can't touch your life. You're going to come out without the smell of smoke on you. All I need is more grace. See, and that grace is everything I need. It's the revelation, the wisdom, the insight, the strength, the peace, the joy, the victory, the what to do next. Everything is in the grace of God. Everything I need is in God's grace. So I got to be established in it. That's why I want to get fixed in this. I got to plant my feet in this and don't let no winds of adversity move me from grace. Because if I'm in grace, I'm with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got the grace. Then the scripture says that they were encouraged, that the early church, that Barnabas encouraged the early church to continue in the grace of God. Say, you started off in grace, make sure you continue in grace. Amen. Then Peter said this here. Peter had something to say too. Then Peter said, now listen, let me tell y'all one thing. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then he said another time, he said, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God, our Savior Jesus Christ. So I found out that grace and peace can be multiplied to me. Glory to God. Boy, I want some of this. I want more peace and more grace. I want it multiplied, Lord. Multiplied. Grace and peace will be multiplied to you at the knowledge of Jesus. The more I learn about Jesus, the more grace comes into my life. The more revelation that I have of him. The scripture says that grace is brought to us at the revelation of Jesus Christ. When I see Jesus for who he is, the grace of God enters my life. Amen. Then I found out I'm supposed to stand in grace. Supposed to take my posture and stand there, firmly fixed in grace. Then the scripture tells me that I'm supposed to speak with grace. Let your speech be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer every man. Your words ought to be filled with grace, right? Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may do what? Minister what? Grace to the hearer. So grace need to be, you need to minister grace. I'm a minister of grace. Glory to God. Then the scripture says that I'm supposed to worship God. I'm supposed to sing with grace in my heart to the Lord. How am I supposed to sing?
Grace.
With grace. That's Thanksgiving. Some people don't praise God. You know why people silent during praise and worship? They have no revelation. If you don't know Him, you're not aware of His presence. Just a song. What they all shouting in here for? I'm just gonna be over. They've been singing 30 minutes. I ain't know if it was gonna be this long. I'd have stayed till 10:30 before I come up in here. Why? Don't have no grace on the inside. So I don't get mad at them. I just try to encourage them. Come on, y'all. Let's praise God. We'd be like, come on, y'all. Let's praise God. Be so wore out when I get home, I just fall into bed. And get on the grace. Let God strengthen me again. Why? Because we're trying to stir up your affection for God. We just want you to love Him and appreciate Him and tell Him. We ain't mad at nobody. We're just trying to get you in, because we can receive more if we all on one accord. God can do more if He got a people that's all pulling in the same direction. Right? So when praise and worship going on, teaching going on, you need to be pulling for the glory of God. You don't need to be pulling for the back door. Some people sitting in their seat. When he turn around to walk up there. Especially if I take one of these long walks. If I take one of these long walks way back here, when I turn around, they say, there he is, right there, there he is. He ain't gonna see me. He ain't gonna see me. Look at him. He walking long. You look up in the back door flapping back there. Then an angel come in or a devil leave. It's amazing how you get in church and all of a sudden, I don't know what it is. Something must be wrong with the pastor. Every time I go there, I get sleepy. He done lost his anointing. We come this far by grace. You're to sing with grace into your heart to the Lord. Amen. Now, let me show you four ways that you access the grace of God. I already shared a couple of them with you. First way is by humility. You humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And the Bible says that God gives grace to the humble. If you will humble yourself, you will get immediate help from God. Your help will be immediate. Immediate. The minute you humble yourself and you stop depending on yourself, your own ideas, your own plan, and you begin to embrace the plan of God, immediate help is made available.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best.